Disc 4.
How do you slow this thing down?
Chapter 10. Violet and Quigley walked carefully across the frozen pool until they reached the bottom of the waterfall.
Good luck,
Klaus called from the archway of the ruined library. He was polishing his glasses, as he often did before embarking on serious research.
Good luck to you,
Violet replied, shouting over the rush of the mountain winds. And as she looked back at her brother, she remembered when the two siblings were trying to stop the caravan as it hurtled down the mountain. Klaus had wanted to say something to her, in case the drag chute and the mixture of sticky substances hadn't worked. Violet had the same feeling now, as she prepared to climb the frozen waterfall and leave her brother behind at the ashy remains of the VFD headquarters.
Klaus,
she said. Klaus put his glasses on and gave his sister his bravest smile.
Whatever you're thinking of saying, he said, say it when you return.
Violet nodded and tapped the candelabra against a spot on the ice. She heard a deep thunk, as if she were tapping something very solid.
We'll start here, she said to Quigley. Brace yourself.
The expression, brace yourself, as I'm sure you know, does not mean to take some metal wiring and rivets and other orthodontic materials and apply them to your own teeth in order to straighten them. The expression simply means, get ready for something that will probably be difficult. And it was indeed very difficult to climb a frozen waterfall in the middle of a wind-swept valley with nothing but a candelabra and a few well-placed forks to aid the two children in their climb. It took a few moments for Violet and Quigley to work her invention properly and push the forks into the ice just far enough to hold them there, but not so far that they would be permanently stuck. And once both of them were in position, Violet had to reach up as far as she could and tap the candelabra on the ice above them to find the next solid place to climb. For the first few steps, it seemed like ascending the icy slope in this manner would be impossible. But as time went on, and the two volunteers grew more and more skillful with the fork-tipped climbing shoes and the candelabra ice tester, it became clear that once again Violet's inventing skills would carry the day. A phrase which here means, enable Violet Baudelaire and Quigley Quagmire to climb up a frozen waterfall after bracing themselves for the difficult journey.
Your invention is working, Quigley called up to Violet. These fork-assisted climbing shoes are marvellous.
They do seem to be working, Violet agreed, but let's not celebrate just yet. We have a long ways to go.
My sister wrote a couplet about that very thing, Quigley said, and recited Isadora's poem. Celebrate when you're half done, and the finish won't be half as fun.